One of the RTA's pillars of road safety is the realization that behavioral change could be effected through advertising campaigns. The Road Safety Council was one of the first organizations empowered to bring the message to the public. Harry Kampkin recalls.
The Road Safety Council was a group of, we call them do-gooders without wanting to demean them at all, but they had a bit of funding from the Department of Motor Transport, and they did a lot of publicity and exhortations, told people, drive properly, drive safely. Holiday weekend coming up, just drive safely.
And they're leaving it to people to work out what safely meant.
Safety was getting there alive, I guess.
In time, road safety advertising became more focused. John Bevans is an advertising creative director. He recalls some of the first road safety television campaigns of the 1960s.
There was a Wise Old Owl animated advertisement, and the Wise Old Owl used to give people road safety tips. He was dressed as a professor, and he'd tap on a blackboard.
So you think you're a good driver? Try this quick quiz.
Here is a stretch of a six-lane highway. It's quite busy. And we see the dark car, which is obviously in a hurry, weaving its way through the traffic. Question, is the driver guilty of an offence? 5 seconds to answer. The answer is yes. Changing lanes like this is sheer dangerous driving. When you're on a clearly marked highway, stay in one lane. If you need to overtake, do so in the proper manner. Check your mirror, check the traffic ahead, give a signal, and then overtake. Remembering at all times that the onus is on you to change lanes safely.
Russell Watsford is the RTA's project manager, Road Safety Marketing.
It was very innovative in that it was an engaging and memorable campaign because it actually encouraged participation as it was delivering the message. Not only to one particular target audience, it was delivering it to younger drivers and older drivers at the same time, which was very clever.
Soames Job adds,
the most effective advertising campaigns will be the ones that talk about and are based on forms of enforcement or social disapproval. And we know that because the enforcement aspect is very important to road safety. Yet, again, it is because the general deterrence effect is so large. It's the people that you want to stop doing the behaviour in the first place that you therefore never catch. They're the ones that give you the biggest road safety gain. Now, people aren't going to change their behaviour in response to the risk of enforcement unless they know about it. So ads that tell them about the risk of enforcement are the ones which are most likely to generate more of that general deterrence effect. The other ones which I think give us a value are the ones which try to log into and promote the social disapproval of various things going on. So we saw a big social disapproval of drink driving come in with random breath testing. And leveraging that and pushing that further gives value. We're trying to do the same with speeding. We know that speeding is the biggest single contributor to the road toll. So we're trying to put out more enforcement messages. So our ideal isn't to catch people. Our ideal is to have no one speeding so we don't catch anyone. That's the perfect scenario. And so the more people are aware of the enforcement and that they will get caught, the better. The more we can get social disapproval of speeding seen as socially responsible behaviour, seen as a risk to the community and the people around you, the less speeding we'll get. So those kinds of ads give us value.